Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Brockton Public Schools is one of a handful of districts in Massachusetts where about half of the student body speak a language other than English to their parents at home. WBUR's Carrie Young recently stopped by the district's newest facility where educators are using translation services as a way to forge deeper connections with those parents.
When you walk into the Multilingual Parent Communication Center, the first thing you notice is the hum of ringing phones and constant conversation in several different languages. In one corner, Adele Gomes asks a parent who just walked in what her name and email address is in Cape Verdean Creole. On the opposite side of the room is Gene Cherry. He speaks Haitian Creole to a mom who's filling out a job form. And on the far side, Javier Castro Soto speaks Spanish to a parent on the phone that will be moving soon and needs financial assistance.
Pero necesitan ayuda con mudanza. No sé si sabe alguna información acerca de eso.
In the past, these bilingual community relations facilitators hopped from school to school throughout the city. But this year, most of them are seated together in one office. District leaders hope the new location, which is near a major city bus line, will make it easier for parents to reach an interpreter without much of a wait. Connie Jene Branco, a staff member here, says the added efficiency helps with her demanding schedule.
Every school uses me for, you know, with the nurse, with the parent conferences, the events at night to make sure that the bilingual parents are included.
Jene Branco speaks Portuguese and Cape Verdean Creole. She's worked for Brockton Schools for 30 years. When she started, there were three people in the department. Today, the staff has grown to more than a dozen people who speak Spanish, Portuguese, French, Haitian Creole, Cape Verdean Creole, Thai, Hmong, Mandarin, and Laotian. Officials say the staff keeps growing because the population is changing. About 46% of Brockton students speak a language other than English with their parents and family at home, a number that's nearly doubled in the last 20 years.
The Brazilians are starting to come a lot now, and they tell each other, oh, call Connie. Connie helped me, you know, so, you know, it doesn't matter what school, doesn't matter what it is. Please call Connie, you know, she helped me a lot.
All 17 bilingual community relations facilitators and parent advocates here are certified in school interpretation to ensure accuracy and clear communication. But having a shared language helps in other ways, too, like building trust. Parent Gilda Andrade, who mostly speaks Cape Verdean Creole, says she felt comfortable leaning on the staff when her son was struggling in school. Her facilitator coordinated meetings with teachers and answered questions about school policy.
She helped me a great deal because she knew I didn't understand English. She helped me get him into the school he's in now because of that.
Brockton school administrators say investments in translation services helps build bridges with different communities in the city and leads to positive outcomes for kids. Michael Thomas is the district superintendent.
The better we can help support parents and the better they are doing, the more equipped they are to help their child. And they benefit from better grades, enrolling in higher level classes, going on to a college or career.
Brockton's model is also less disruptive to other school staff. In a lot of Massachusetts districts, educators who happen to speak another language are often pulled away from their classroom duties to help facilitate parent communication. That can be problematic, according to Deanna Santiago with Massachusetts Advocates for Children.
They are very frequently not trained in even basic ideas that are encapsulated in that code of ethics, like confidentiality, the specific terminology that's used in educational settings. So special education team meetings, meetings relating to student discipline.
For the last few years, her group has pushed for a state law that would create certification standards for anyone asked to translate at school. The bill is still pending. Brockton Superintendent Michael Thomas says school leaders in other communities have started to reach out, wanting to learn more about the district's center. He says he's happy to share what Brockton has learned because the need for this type of support is only expected to grow. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.